USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Landslide victory. The recall of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, winning roughly 66% of the vote, has defeated Republican challenger Larry Elder. Nearly a million votes went to other candidates.
And expressed themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics.
South Korea's military is reporting North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles into the sea from its east coast on Wednesday. The launch further escalates tensions in the region, 2 days after Pyongyang claimed to have fired a new long-range cruise missile that is being described as a strategic weapon of great significance. Japan's Prime Minister and South Korea's President said they were convening sessions of their National Security Council to discuss Pyongyang's actions. USA Radio News.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Household incomes are declining in America. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
For the first time since the Great Recession of 2011, the median household income in the United States has declined. New data from the Census Bureau shows that the median household income decreased to $67,500 between 2019 and 2020, a drop of nearly 3% amid the pandemic. It also showed that the number of full-time workers dropped by 13.7 million last year, the biggest decrease since the Bureau began tracking that data in 1967.
The Justice Department asked a federal judge in Texas to temporarily block enforcement of the state's new heartbeat law that bans abortions after 6 weeks. Court documents revealed attorneys for the Justice Department said the Texas law, also called SB 8, is unconstitutional and cannot stand. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the law was written to withstand lawsuits. The heartbeat law was put into place in order to save voiceless children's lives. USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
After being defeated in the California gubernatorial recall election, Republican Larry Elder speaking in Costa Mesa, California.
Betty's what is she? I hate, my mom used to tell me, never mention a woman's age. What are you, 82 years old, 84? First Asian American to pass the bar of California, become a lawyer.
All of you, Larry.
Oh. Nashwin, how are you? Nashwin, how are you? Gloria Mero is a Democrat. I'm hoping a recovering Democrat, but we'll see. She was the Senate Majority Leader. She crossed party lines. She's still a Democrat. Like my mother was still a Democrat. My brother was still a Democrat. I couldn't get them to change their party, but I got them to vote a lot more sensibly. Gloria crossed state party lines and supported my candidacy because of the issue of school choice. Because of the issue of school choice. As you know, my opponent, Governor Gavin Newsom, come on, let's be gracious, let's be gracious in defeat. And by the way, we may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.